Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
.720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve will be back for the pregame on Monday for the Winter Classic starting at 9 a.m. The Blackhawks lead their division with 49 points. A lot of people are saying they haven't even played their best hockey yet this season. Let's bring in the man that sits alongside Pat Foley on Comcast Sportsnet and will be sitting next to Doc Emrick for the Winter Classic in St. Louis on Monday. It's our old buddy Eddie O. Eddie, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays, Pete, Carm, AD. Hope everybody's doing well. And I want to know who canceled on Cochran that you guys needed me to fill in this morning. That's what I need
to know. Nobody, man. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been? Did you have a good Christmas?
Everything was great. Yeah, I had everybody home together for about 48 hours, which was nice to have the four kids. And my father-in-law's in town. My folks are in the area, obviously. So it was good to have everybody home, and we had a real nice couple of days with the kids and the family, so that's what it's all about. So good to be home for the break, and looking forward to a heavy-duty schedule here in between now and pretty much the end of January.
This is it. This is when you hit it, don't you? You hit the ground running.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, you mentioned the Winter Classic coming up in St. Louis, and we start doing Sunday games on NBC, right around the Super Bowl time, so it'll start getting busy personally, both locally here with the Hawks and nationally on NBC, Pete. But it's a great time of year because when that starts happening, teams are starting to trying to figure out where they are, who they are before the trade deadline, and what's going to end up happening for the playoffs. Even though it seems like it's a long ways away, it is so close. It is so tight. You go 3-4 games without winning, all of a sudden, that 6 or 7 point lead, wherever you might be in a division, all of a sudden is 2 or 3. And, that's the difference between home ice and making the playoffs. That's how close it is in a National Hockey League.
How would you grade the Blackhawks so far this season?
Oh, I would say B+ for sure.
Okay.
I heard you say before, Pete, and it's something that the great Pat Foley and I have talked about over the course of, I don't say the majority of the year, but a good portion of the year, we still think, I shouldn't speak for Pat, but, I'll speak for myself. I still think this team has and needs to get to another level. Goaltending has been phenomenal all season long. The production from Panarin and Kane has been consistent. Marian Hossa is going to the All-Star game. Artem Anisimov has been really solid, unfortunately hurt a couple of times, but so look, at the end of the day, this team's defense is as deep as it's been in a long, long time. But I think when you talk to the players, and I interviewed Duncan Keith, I want to say probably 10 days back, Pete, I can't remember which game, might have been in St. Louis, but don't quote me. And not quoting him exactly, but paraphrasing and saying, look, we got to find more consistency in our game for 60 minutes. And I think when it comes from a guy that is a world-class defenseman going to the Hockey Hall of Fame and a guy that's won 3 cups and a couple of gold medals, he certainly knows what the hell he's talking about. And I think that that's pretty much the feel inside that locker room, is that, they still feel that they can go to another level. And, look, Corey Crawford got hurt, got sick. Scott Darling came in, did another incredible job. You've had guys, go down with injury. Guys have stepped up. The young players have taken advantage of the opportunity, whether it's Ryan Hartman or Vinny Hinostroza. So a lot of positive things. So not considering I was ever a B-plus student, Pete, but I would give the Hawks a B-plus to this point. And look, and they're sitting on top of the Western Conference, so that's pretty salty.
Well, they find a way to win, and you brought up Marian Hossa, 37 years old, and despite his latest injury, he's having such a great season, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, he's going to the All-Star game for sure. I think it goes hand-in-hand with the early exit last year, Pete, from the playoffs. Marian Hossa and the Blackhawks playing a lot of hockey prior to that. He got off to a great start in the World Cup of Hockey, maybe for people that maybe just jumped on the hockey bandwagon here the last couple of months before the start of the NHL season. The NHL and the Players Association had the World Cup of Hockey. It used to be the Canada Cup back in my day, where teams from seven different countries, and then they combined another country in Team Europe and with a bunch of different countries and got Team Europe. And Marion Hossa played in that and played terrific hockey. And I think getting off to such a good start in that tournament, I think it just translated right into the start of the regular season. And look, and I think that the pressure of getting that one more goal and getting goal number 500 early in the season, I think that just took a lot of pressure off of Marion Hossa. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And he's off to a great start. And look, he can have an impact on the game as Jonathan Toews can, whether they're scoring or not. But Marion Hossa is the type of guy that if you're trying to teach young hockey players or teach anybody that wants to play the game the right way as a forward, you're going to show clip after clip after clip of Marion Hossa, because that's just the way that he plays. He's just a competitor. He's a tremendous teammate. Every guy in that locker room looks up to him, and he's going out there and playing like a, you know, like a young 22 or 23 big hoss.
Right.
So it's great to see. But I think the rest probably did him the most good, Pete, you know, because of the early exit last year. And look, I mean, I think over the course of, you know, going into that playoff series against St. Louis, I think the Blackhawks had played like 565 games in the prior six seasons or whatever the number was, and that
right.
doesn't even include the Olympics and stuff. So I just think that obviously it's great to see, and like I said, he's going to the All-Star game without question, and then is having a terrific season.
Eddie Olchek on the phone with us. Carm, you got something for Eddie?
Well, Edzo, did you get the banana cream pie sent over there?
I did not, Carm. Well, since you opened up the banana cream door, I wanted to share everybody that late night call I got one night after hours from a Mark Carman.
Yeah, I might have accidentally been texting a lady friend, and I said I'm going to bring over the banana cream pie, and I sent it to
he
Edzo.
Didn't, Eddie.
I'm like, coming over with the pie. You ready?
Is that code?
Yeah, he sent it over to me, so I didn't know what the hell was going on, Pete. But
see, I meant that text.
I didn't get any banana cream pie at 1:30 in the morning on that text from Mark Carman.
Well, that's why I figured I'd hook you up in the holiday season, but you didn't respond. Hey, we got a text from the 708 here. Edzo's old aunt used to substitute teach at Oak Lawn High School for us. Is she still with us from Jimbo? Is that a true story? Your aunt was a substitute teacher?
Yeah, my aunt. My sister-in-law, Kim.
Okay.
Used to be a school teacher. Now she has two young girls, Ava and Olivia Olchek, going to school. So she's not. I think she might be doing some stuff teaching on the side, but I don't think she's part time anymore. No.
Were you guys respectful to your substitute teachers?
They got all the brains.
Nobody
was. The Olchek family got all the brains. Yeah.
Eddie, we had Brent Sopel on yesterday. He's so excited to be playing in the alumni game on Saturday because he's going to be playing against Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, are you going to try to check a Gretzky if you have the chance? And he said, absolutely. Some of these guys go in, they just want to have fun, but others take it very seriously. I'm a little worried about Troy Murray, who's going to be playing in the game. I don't want him to pull a hammy or get injured. Do you have a talk with some of these guys beforehand?
No. I had my alumni experience in Winnipeg a couple of months ago when I was invited by the Winnipeg Jets to play in the alumni game in Winnipeg against the Edmonton Oilers. So I had my chance to play against the Oilers again from the mid 80s when they were winning all those championships. But I think what makes it great though, Pete, is that what this does. And I think, with the leadership of Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough and Jay Blanc all the way through this Blackhawk organization, I think it's connecting the fans of the past with the current fans, and also bringing back the players and being able to tell and show people that are maybe newer Blackhawk fans now of the players that came before, the Kane, the Toews, the Hossa, the Keats, the Seabrooks, the Chalmersons, the Crawfords, all those guys, is that, you know, yeah, there were Blackhawk players that came before these guys.
Right.
And it's connecting the past with the current. And I think that's what makes it so great. And when you see these alumni games, you know, you're able to have some of our elder statesmen that are Blackhawk fans be able to tell their kids or their grandkids that, hey, you know, this guy here was a, you know, he was a solid two-way center iceman, or a guy like Troy Murray, one of the greatest two-way centermen the Blackhawk organization has ever had, or, you know, and I think that's what makes it so great. So to be able to take fans that are, been hockey fans and Blackhawk fans forever, to be able to take them back again and see these guys on the ice again against an arch rival like the Blues. And look, and even the initiative that the Blackhawks have started now with the one more shift where they bring back
right.
guys that have played and you let them, they skate out on the ice and they acknowledge them, whether it was Savvy on opening night, the first time that they did it, or they had Steve Larmer come back as well. You know, it's just an opportunity to spread the news and spread the love of former Blackhawk players to today's fan, and I just think it's terrific. So no advice coming from me. I'm going to worry about January 2nd when the so-called real hockey players get on the ice at Busch, and I'll look forward to doing I think it's going to be my 11th Winter Classic I'll
God,
be doing.
That's great.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun to be there.
We had to look up and find out when Gretzky played for the Blues. He was there for a cup of coffee. He played 31 games. He went from Edmonton to L.A., and he was in St. Louis from February until the end of the season. And he scored 37 points in 31 games. So he did make an impact, but I want to say they lost in the conference finals that year.
You would know better than me, but
okay.
I do know that I know he's got family in that area. So, you know, I think the Blues did a good job of convincing Wayne Gretzky to play in that game. Cause I know after the game in Winnipeg, it sounded like that he was pretty much going to put up the skates for good. But I think Brett Hall and Al MacInnis and Jamie Rivers and guys like that for the Blues alumni convinced them to play. And look, I think any time that you can have you know, the greatest hockey player in the history of the game participate in a game, even though
right.
he only had that cup of coffee, as you mentioned, Pete, in St. Louis, I think it's great. And it's good for everybody, regardless of you know, how few games maybe a guy played in a particular city, even when it's Wayne Gretzky.
Doc or Eddie, we have Doc Emmerich on next hour. Does he do anything pregame that you look at him and say, Doc, what are you doing? What's going on? Does he have any superstitions, pregame rituals that he does? What does he do pregame? Anything?
No, I mean, I think the most crucial time for both of us is being able to watch the warmups, and you know, we have an idea of what the line rushes and the sets of defense are going to be, Pete. Before the teams take the ice, but it's always good to just get a visual and to know that, you know, that Keith is going to be out there with Hjalmarsson or, with Winnipeg in tonight, just say, for example, you know, is Blake Wheeler going to be out there with Patrick Laine, you know, just things like that. So I think that's the time there where I think is where Doc really zones in and really has kind of gets a template of how it's going to be. And again, I mean, things happen, you get players hurt, things change, but I would say that's the one part of the pregame is that I don't think anybody wants to come in there and tap Doc on the shoulder or ask him for an autograph or if he wants a cup of coffee. I think that's where you just leave Doc to being Doc. And, you know, look, how lucky am I? I got a chance to work with two Hall of Famers. Makes my job awfully easy. It's an intimidating chair to sit in each and every night, but I couldn't be more privileged to be able to do that for the Blackhawks right. and working with the great Pat Foley on the national stage with Doc Emmerich.
Edzo, do you like the Winter Classic? I mean, it's a great marketing tool and people love it, and it's awesome to see the Hawks at Wrigley Field or Soldier Field or wherever.
Yeah.
But, like, for the pure hockey guy, do you like it?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind it, Carm. I really don't. Like, look, I'm envious of these guys that get a chance to play outdoors. You know, look, it does come down to business. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And when fans and obviously backing of corporations and Bridgestone with the Winter Classic, when you have the demand for 40,000, 50,000 tickets, and oh yeah, by the way, we've played in a couple of venues where we've gotten 105,000 at the Big House when the Maple Leafs and Red Wings played a couple of years. You know, why would you turn your back on one gate, one game where you can get, you know, north of 40,000 people to a hockey game? And look, and I really believe this, is that if they would expand the United Center, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind with what this city has done and what the organization has done both on and off the ice, is that the Blackhawks could get 40,000 people to every Blackhawk game.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
There is no doubt in my mind that that can happen. Now, obviously, that's not happening. But, so in answering it, I think it's great because I think it does take everybody to the grassroots of the game, Carm. But at the end of the day, it is about business. And when you can have when you can sell 40,000 tickets to a game that's outdoors, you know, why wouldn't you do it for one game?
Right.
Eddie, we love you. Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and give AD a hug for me.
Right? Love you, Edzo. Happy holidays.
Talk soon.
You too, AD. See you. Bye.
The great Eddie Olczyk.
See, we save our part for the end.
That's
otherwise,
nice.
It would just consume the whole conversation.
I like how he calls you AD,
I know,
too.
He's my guy. He's the best.